Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Listening to the afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. So the VA, I think, announced today that workers had to be vaccinated. LA is announcing it. New York City is announcing it. What about here in Illinois? Will state workers be required one day to be vaccinated? The governor was asked about that today.
Well, as I've said in the last week or so, we're looking strongly at the idea that there are people in sensitive positions, certainly in state government, that we want to make sure get vaccinated. And so we're evaluating how best to get that accomplished. But I promise that is something that we're, among other mitigations, we're very focused upon.
That sounds like a yes to me, at least for some areas of workers, if he says he feels they should be vaccinated and they're working on ways to make that happen. Philip Weiss is joining us now. He is the CEO, the president of SciFarth at Work. It's his job to help other businesses sort of mine these troubled waters. Philip, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You know, you and I have been talking about this this mandate for vaccinations for, I feel like, a year now. It can't have been a year, but it's been many, many months. It looks like we're finally at the point where businesses are or they are not. What do you make? Right now, it looks like it's mostly government, right, requiring their employees to be vaccinated?
Yeah, right now, that's where we are. Having said that, I think the needle, to your point, Steve, keeps moving in the direction of more requirements, more mandates. Particularly when it comes to companies that have made calculations behind closed doors regarding the costs to their bottom line and to their reputation if people start to get sick, especially given the Delta variant's proliferation. So I think that what we heard in the last couple of days is another nudge into what may actually become a new normal in terms of more requirements for vaccination.
So you're saying companies are actually sort of doing that, going through the numbers, saying if we don't require the vaccines, we'll lose this much. If we do require, we might alienate employees, but the money savings in the end would be worth it?
That's right. We're still at a sort of an early stage of them making conclusions, but we've seen in the last couple of months hundreds, if not thousands, of mid- and large-size employers asking their own employees who they plan to bring back to give them evidence of vaccination. And that can be viewed as simply organizing and preparing for a safe reentry into the office. But a lot of employers looked at it as collecting the information they need to make that decision about do we require it and what happens when people are reluctant to get vaccinated.
Philip Weiss is the CEO, president, I should say, of SciFarth at Work that advises businesses on legal issues. So I think here, Philip, we had to answer a questionnaire, but it was anonymous, and it was whether or not we were vaccinated. And that was back when they had the, you know, were trying to come up with a mask policy in the day of vaccination, whether they should drop it or things like that. Are you saying the businesses you're talking about are asking people by name to declare or not declare if they're vaccinated already?
Well, it goes a little, it's a little bit of a yes and a little bit of a no. What I mean by that is the reality is if you are, in fact, asking people to give you proof of vaccination, as you put it, Steve, so you can come into the office without a mask, it stands to reason. And the reality is that it's because companies are going to, while keeping the information close to the vest, still monitor. There's still going to be someone on a safety team or an HR team who knows which individuals indicated they were vaccinated and showed their proof of vaccine. That allows the company then to discreetly but clearly approach that person if that person is not wearing a mask.
I see.
And that's you're right. It came from masking, but it also leads to the ability to see who is following the rules.
So they could say, come back to work, sort of like what we did in society, which failed. Come back to work. No mask if you're vaccinated, mask if you're not. And then they would know who's not vaccinated, and they could go after them and sort of give them a nudge for the mask, or to maybe just hand them a mask with the company logo on it.
That is exactly what some companies have already been doing. I mean, to the letter. And the reality is, of course, you have to then be ready for the employee who objects or who explains what their reason is for not wearing the mask, and also the fact that they're not vaccinated is a given at that point. So there's a little bit of a roadmap you need to follow, but in many cases, all you need is the nudge, done in a way that doesn't embarrass the person, and you've moved the ball forward.
Philip Weiss advises businesses on legal issues. He's the president of Seifarth at Work. Okay, so is there any legal liability to requiring employees to be masked up? I mean, does this violate HIPAA or anything like that?
No, I mean, in terms of what we call a neutral or objective or consistent rule, it doesn't. And of course, that relates to, again, you're making sure you've collected the right information. So that's sort of number one. The interesting thing about the whole requiring of masks in the workplace is if you liken it to wearing a safety helmet, Steve. Mm-hmm. So if you're working on a construction site, you don't want that dry mortar falling on the employee's head without a helmet. You don't want the droplet ending up in their mouth without a mask. So the reality is, whereas the vaccine thing is kind of this certification, so to speak, the mask is really safety equipment, but it applies to everybody and anybody that the company feels they legitimately need to protect. And if Delta or some other variant continues to proliferate, maybe get worse, the mask requirements will therefore continue to grow, as we've just seen with the federal guidance. So if you look at it as safety equipment, it becomes a lot easier to understand why companies can require it.
Cut with care, keep 10 there. I used to work at a Eagle Foods supermarket butcher shop, so I know those signs and things like that. Someone has texted, Philip, because this is when we often talk to doctors from Northwestern, so I'm going to ask you a medical question, okay?
Sure. It's my other degree I've never mentioned to you. but
it's sort of relevant. What if you've already had COVID? Could businesses argue to a business that, look, I've had COVID, I don't need the vaccine, or are those separate issues?
Yeah, I mean, right now they're separate issues. As far as we can tell, a distinction has been drawn between the protection that's afforded by the vaccines, and we know even the vaccines, there's some variation in terms of efficacy, but between the vaccines and between having had COVID. So companies have far more leeway in terms of looking at the vaccinated employees and saying, we're going to make a cut right there, to use your term, as opposed to people either who are vaccinated or who had COVID before. And you know, to your point about your prior work, we've got a company that came to us, and we visited their site afterwards. They have a huge sign that used to say no accidents in the mm-hmm. last 20 days. It now says no positives in the last 20 days. And it was their way of saying to people, this is working. These mask requirements and us asking you to think about vaccinating is actually working for you. So you brought that memory right back to bear.
Have you seen much litigation from employees over any COVID issue so far?
Oh, we've seen some. And it relates to what you would expect. It relates to a requirement to vaccinate, both in and outside of healthcare. It relates to the requirement for masking. And by and large, even though there's not a whole lot of cases, Steve, the companies tend to win. And the reason why is because when you look at what these courts are saying, they're talking about just the legitimate baseline interest of public health. They're talking about baseline issues of safety. And given the data, given the incredible severity of COVID and the new variants, courts are probably going to keep, by and large, backing the companies.
Philip Weiss from Seifarth at Work. So it sounds like what we're going to be seeing in business is a hybrid, not a strict you must be vaccinated, but a you must be vaccinated or masked if not so, and we know who is and who isn't. And businesses will nudge you if you aren't and don't wear a mask.
That's the trajectory that we're beginning to already see now.
What percentage of businesses do you think will end up following some sort of vaccine mandate, that or another, within the next 6 months?
If you look at companies and businesses with multiple sites, meaning sites spanning different states, I think it's going to be over 50%. And the number may actually already be approaching the 30 to 40%. We don't have national figures here. I think the numbers will drop rather precipitously. When you look at smaller businesses in certain states, where there's a lot of opposition to these mandates and these requirements.
Philip Weiss from SciFarth at Work. Great to talk to you, Philip. I appreciate your time today.
Yeah, really a pleasure, Steve.
Sure. We're going to go to DuPage County and talk to the health director there, Karen Ayala, after the 4:30 news. And that's coming up in just a couple of minutes from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.